Around the country today, drivers for the ride-hailing services Uber and Lyft were turning off their apps. It was a protest move, a sort of a strike, ahead of Uber's initial public offering on Wall Street, which is expected to be one of the biggest in years. Drivers in the Seattle metro area did not strike, but they did hold a rally at SeaTac Airport, and that's where KNKX's Simone Alisea was earlier today. Good afternoon, Simone.
Good afternoon, Ed.
All right, who organized this?
So this was organized by Teamsters Local 117 and its app-based drivers association, which has been organizing drivers for a few years in the Seattle area. There are about a few dozen drivers at the ride-hailing lot at SeaTac Airport. The big centerpiece was this sign with a quote from an SEC filing from Uber that sort of explicitly said one of their risk factors was increased driver dissatisfaction as a result of reducing driver incentives.
And is that the big issue? I mean, what was the big issue for drivers who rallied today?
Yeah, so it's pay, right? It's low pay. The Teamsters also released a report saying that Uber and Lyft have been taking increasing cuts out of each ride, so drivers aren't making as much. One driver I spoke with, Abdi Shire, he's been driving for Uber for about 7 years, and he says the reduction really isn't worth all the work he has to put in to stay on the app.
I own my car, I invest in the car, I put the gas, and I put the maintenance, and end of the day I get zero money.
So, right, it's his car, he's paying for maintenance, and he's making less money over time. And so he thinks, and others think, that the companies should be obligated to, to do more about this for drivers.
So not all drivers agree on this, though, right?
Yeah. There's another group of drivers called Drive Forward Seattle. That's a group that was actually started by Uber and Eastside for Hire.
Eastside for Hire is the taxi company.
Yeah, local taxi company. Drive Forward Seattle has sort of been counter-organizing against Seattle's unionization ordinance and other rideshare regulations. In a statement, they said that drivers really appreciate the sort of freedom and flexibility of the app, which is kind of how the company frames its deal with the drivers on those platforms.
All right. KNKX's Simone Alisea just back from a rally of Uber and Lyft drivers at SeaTac Airport. Uber's IPO is set for Friday. Simone, thanks.
Thanks, Ed.